A blue circle emerges from black, illuminating a gold sphinx cast in shadows on a podium. Hollywood Pictures. Light shines on the surface of a transparent blue-tinted letter C. Other letters are briefly reflected in it. The C turns and tilts against a black background until it comes to rest on its side. The word synergy appears beneath it.
From Hollywood Pictures, old Judge Dredd comic books appear against a black background. Andrew G. Vajna presents an Edward R. Pressman Synergy Pictures production.
In association with Charles M. Lippincott, a Danny Cannon film. Over the flicking pages of a comic book, Sylvester Stallone. Judge Dredd. Words scroll up the screen as a red dawn breaks over a desolate desert landscape.
In the third millennium, the world changed. Climate, nations, all were in upheaval. The earth transformed into a poisonous, scorched desert known as the Cursed Earth. Millions of people crowded into a few megacities where roving bands of street savages created violence the justice system could not control. Law as we know it collapsed. From the decay rose a new order, a society ruled by a new elite force, a force with the power to dispense both justice and punishment. They were the police, jury, and executioner all in one. They were the judges.
Standing watch, looking out over the desert, is a cloaked figure of a guard holding a large futuristic gun. The guard wears a full-face helmet with a dark visor. He watches as an aircraft hovers in front of him, then rises up and, retracting its wings, flies into an enormous hangar. Armand Asante, Diane Lane, Rob Schneider, Joan Chen. The aircraft lands in the hangar. Its doors open and some grubby passengers disembark. A small, weaselly guy with dark hair is among them.
Aspen Prison shuttle docked. Parolees prepare to disembark.
Jürgen Prochnow. The parolees walk down a corridor. The weaselly guy is stopped by a guard who reads his dog tags.
Ferguson, Herman.
Ferguson looks slightly bewildered as the guard opens a door behind him.
6 month sentence, Aspen Prison served. Welcome back, citizen. Your living assignment is... Y Block, Heavenly Haven, Red Quad. Move on. Come on.
Ferguson steps through the doorway and emerges onto a raised platform above a street teeming with people. A futuristic yellow aircraft is parked on the platform. Ferguson looks up and takes in the sights of Mega City One with its flashing neon signs, one proclaiming, "Eat your own stuff." High-rise buildings reach up to the sky, towering above the Statue of Liberty. The airspace between the buildings is thronged with aircraft.
Welcome home.
Ferguson and some other parolees climb into the yellow aircraft on the platform, and its gull-wing door closes behind them. Joanna Miles, Balthazar Getty, and Max von Sydow. The aircraft takes off vertically and flies low over the street. Inside, Ferguson looks out of the window as the aircraft rises up and passes the Statue of Liberty. Casting by Jackie Birch. Music composed and conducted by Alan Silvestri. Costume designer, Emma Porteous. Judge Dredd costume designed by Gianni Versace. Visual effects by Mass Illusion, Lenox, Massachusetts. Visual effects producer, Diane Perlman. Visual effects supervisor, Joe Hynek. Edited by Alex Mackey and Harry Karamidis. Production designer, Nigel Phelps. Director of photography, Adrian Biddle, BSc. Associate producers, Tony Manoffo, Susan Nicoletti. Executive producers, Andrew G. Vajna, Edward R. Pressman. Story by Michael DeLuca and William Wisher. Screenplay by William Wisher and Stephen E. D'Souza. Produced by Charles M. Lippincott, Bo E. L. Marks.
That's it! I think that's Heavenly Haven!
In your dreams, buddy.
Yeah, Heavenly.
Directed by Danny Cannon.
Starting descent to Sector 12, Yellow District. 900 feet. 700 feet. 400 feet. Take caution in this sector. There is a citizen riot in progress. Have a nice day.
Down on the street, citizens throw items at armored vehicles. One man hurls a Molotov cocktail. A vehicle is set ablaze. The aircraft comes into land on a relatively quiet part of the street. Its gull-wing door opens and Ferguson climbs out. He looks down the street towards the burning vehicles, rioting, and general chaos outside a building called Elysian Heights. He considers and shrugs.
Better than prison.
He dodges a piece of metal.
Jesus Christ!
Eat recycled food for a happier, healthier life. Be kind and peaceful to each other. Eat recycled food. Recycled food. It's good for the environment and okay for you.
A food droid passes. Ferguson goes into his new living quarters and finds an armed gang in there.
Hey, look what I got.
He's dragged in.
Little cupcake.
What have we got here? You judge spy, little man.
Me? A spy? This guy. It's funny. No. I live here. I mean, I'm gonna live here. If I live. Maybe I should go to a hotel.
No way, man! Don't you hear him out there? It's block war, man.
Outside, it's chaos. Inside, the gang leader grabs hold of Ferguson.
Block war.
Ferguson laughs ingratiatingly until the gang open fire with their automatic weapons blowing out the windows of his apartment. The gang spray the rioters in the streets. Two judges arrive on the scene on their Lawmaster motorcycles. The judges wear skin-tight blue uniforms, helmets, and heavy gold-armored shoulder pads. The judges dismount and crouch behind their Lawmasters for cover.
Just like an academy simulation, right down to the crossfire. I'll lead off, you follow.
This is a sim, rookie. You will stand down and wait for backup.
She gets on her radio.
Hershey and Briscoe in position inside Heavenly Haven.
We're under fire from the upper floors. Request backup. Help me in Heavenly Haven on the corner of Abbott and Costello. Request backup.
The gloved hand of another judge twists the throttle of his Lawmaster bike and it zooms off. Hershey and Briscoe keep low between their bikes, their lawgiver pistols drawn at the ready. The third judge arrives on the scene, the bulletproof fire rock tires of his bike rolling unharmed over the burning fuel and debris littering the street. Hershey and Briscoe look over as the other judge parks his Lawmaster in the middle of the street. A kickstand shoots out from the bottom of the bike as he dismounts. His heavy boots clomp across the asphalt. A badge identifies him as Judge Dredd. Briscoe is slack-jawed.
Holy crud! He's a sitting duck out there!
He knows what he's doing.
Dredd looks up and the microphone swings in from his helmet.
I am the law!
The gangs keep shooting.
Drop your weapon! These bloods are under arrest!
A gang member spots him through a telescope.
This is your final warning!
That's just Dredd, man! Hey! You want to be afraid of somebody? Be afraid of me!
I got it! Why don't I run down there and surrender? Sort of throw him off guard.
The leader cocks his gun.
Bad idea.
Hey, Dredd! Come and get us!
They shoot down at Dredd, who doesn't flinch.
I knew they'd do that.
Judge Dredd, take cover!
They're firing 20mm caseless Fletcher round at 300 meters. The effective lethal range is 200 meters. You're safe.
So what are you doing down there, Judge Hershey?
She stands.
Waiting for backup.
Dredd turns around.
It's here.
Let's move it out. Keep it simple. Single file, standard relay, our point. Your left.
Dredd holds up his lawgiver and talks to it.
Grenade.
He aims the gun and blows the door off one of the blocks.
Nice shot, sir.
You two meet me on the 40th.
Hey, can you get some more ammo?
Be kind and peaceful to each other. Eat recycled food.
A food droid.
Hey! You guys with us? Yeah! All right!
automatic fire blasts through the roof, hitting one of the gang members in the next room. Dredd drops from the ceiling through the hole the bullets made.
Dredd!
He mows down the other gunmen. Briscoe and Hershey burst in through the door.
This room has been pacified.
Next one's mine!
No!
Rookie, halt!
Briscoe bursts into the next room and is shot.
No!
Die, judges! Die!
Hershey goes over to Briscoe.
You're under arrest! Throw down your weapons and prepare to be judged!
Judge this! Lawgiver, man!
No, they're booby trapped!
Intruder.
Briscoe's lawgiver electrocutes a gang member.
Holy Drac!
Full auto. Rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Dredd steps into the doorway and sprays the gang with bullets. One returns fire and Dredd dives for cover.
Armor piercing!
Armor piercing.
The armor piercing round goes through the man's gun and kills him. Dredd ducks back to cover.
Double whammy.
Double whammy.
He steps into the doorway and the lawgiver fires two rounds at once, taking out two gang members.
Mega City Municipal Code 213. Willful destruction of property, that's 2 years. Code 310, illegal possession of assault weapons. 5 years. Code 457, resisting arrest. 20 years!
Thank you, Hershey.
Hershey shoots a gang member.
And code 3613, the first-degree murder. A street judge.
Let me guess. Life.
He pulls a pistol, but Dredd kills him. Dredd raises his lawgiver.
Court's adjourned.
Violence struck again in Mega City tonight, taking a deadly toll.
53 hospitalized, 5 of them children, 19 dead.
You got him?
Bring him up, okay. Now just turn.
The other way. The other way. You got him?
Damn it.
Hershey removes her helmet.
Supposed to be watching out for him.
Don't blame yourself, Hershey. He made a mistake, not you.
Scowling, she turns on Dredd.
Wouldn't it feel good to have an emotion once in a while, huh?
Emotions. There ought to be a law against them.
Eat recycled food. It's good for the environment and okay for you. Please make your selection. Insert your credit in the slot.
We have 5 seconds to surrender.
Dredd, it's just a servo droid.
The servo droid Dredd. Is your friend.
5.
Please let your 4, friend go by.
3.
You are in the way of the servo 3, droid.
1.
Boy, am I glad to see you.
Mega City Code 7592. Willful sabotage of a public droid. That's 6 months, citizen. Let's see your unit card.
Come on, give me a break, Judge Dredd. Dredd? God.
Ferguson, Herman, hacker. Illegal tampering with city droids, computers, cash machines, taxi robots.
And you haven't even been out of jail for 24 hours. He's habitual, Hershey. Automatic 5-year sentence. How do you plead?
Not guilty?
I knew you'd say that.
5 years? No! I had no choice! They were killing each other in there!
You could have gone out the window.
40 floors? It would have been suicide!
Maybe, but it's legal. Judges!
Yes, sir.
What?
5 years, half in penitentiary. Case closed, take him away.
Don't close the case! You're misjudging me! Open the case! You're not gonna be able to sleep tonight!
He might have been telling the truth, you know? Haven't you ever heard of extenuating circumstances?
I've heard it all, Hershey.
I knew you'd say that.
The Supreme Judges meet in an eagle-shaped building.
My fellow judges, have we forgotten the lessons of history? However quickly these block wars can be contained, it's clear that they're becoming an epidemic. An epidemic that should be dealt with immediately. The only solution is a tougher criminal code.
Our situation gets worse every day. 73 citizen riots in 16 different sectors in the last 2 months alone.
Violent crime is rising at 15% every quarter. If we don't increase our resources, they will be inadequate in less than 3 years.
3 years? Our resources are inadequate now.
My fellow council members, as a city, we continue to grow. And growth is painful. 65 million people living in an area designed for no more than 20. It's not enough that they rely on us for food, clothes, water, clean air.
Chief Justice, the city is in chaos. For social order, we need tighter reins. Incarceration hasn't worked as a deterrent. I say we expand execution to include lesser crimes.
My fellow judges, I was barely in my teens when I put on this badge. When the time comes for me to take it off, please let me do so, knowing that it still stands for freedom and not for repression.
A news reporter is at Heavenly Haven.
53 hospitalized, 19 dead. Four of them killed by a gang of squatters who were themselves killed in summary executions by Judge Dredd. As my special undercover report continues, I will take you behind the scenes at the halls of justice for a disturbing probe into these recent riots and block wars. Coincidence or deliberate?
Dredd!
You know, some people think working these mean streets has a dehumanizing effect.
Dredd turns away from the TV as Chief Justice Fargo beckons him into his enormous office. Fargo steps over to meet Dredd.
Joseph.
Chief Justice Fargo.
You may stand at ease, Joseph.
Dredd removes his helmet. He has short black hair and blue eyes. He stares at the elderly Fargo, who wears a gray uniform.
So, tell me, 7 summary executions, were they necessary?
Unavoidable, sir.
Unavoidable.
Life doesn't mean much to some people anymore. You'd see that if you weren't always...
If I weren't what?
Always at the academy, sir.
Oh, don't you mean at the academy, wiping cadets' asses? That's what they say in the squad room, isn't it?
It's irrelevant. You set the standard, sir.
Well, now you do. At least to many young cadets. You're a legend.
Sir.
You remember your days as a cadet, Joseph.
I remember what you taught me, sir.
You were my finest student. So, I've drawn a new assignment for you. Starting tomorrow, you're going to spend 2 days a week at the academy.
I'd be honored, sir. Unarmed combat or marksmanship?
Ethics.
Dredd looks slightly crestfallen. An enormous, foreboding, gray concrete building perches on a clifftop in the teeth of a gale. Aspen Penal Colony. Inside, Miller, a dour-looking man in his 50s, wearing a large gray coat and scarf, is escorted by armed guards along a corridor. He glances up at the cells on the galleries above. Miller approaches a heavy armored door and puts his hand on a palm scanner.
Wait here.
The door opens. The guards wait outside as he steps on a walkway, at the end of which is a man surrounded by a force field.
Remain still. Identify yourself.
Miller! Warden!
Voice sample recognized. Thank you, Warden. System disarm.
Why are you here? Did you come for another chat?
Just a short one, I'm afraid. Duty calls.
Ah, duty. Feeding these parasites here? At the public's expense?
Yeah. You especially.
I don't cross anything. I'm a ghost. And we're both prisoners here. You're behind your desk. And I'm behind this.
What a clever reward from Fargo. I mean, considering the services. When you started killing innocent people, Rico, you went beyond service.
The innocent exist only until they inevitably become perpetrators. Like you. Guilt and innocence is a matter of timing.
You're our mysterious benefactor has sent you a package.
He holds up a box about the size of a deck of cards.
Deactivate shield. Auto guns only.
Auto guns reactivated, Warden Miller.
The force field is switched off. Miller hands the box to Rico, who places his thumb on a mini-scanner on one side of it.
What is that?
That's an ancient puzzle. That contains the meaning of life.
The box holds a judge's badge in Rico's name. Under it is a photograph of the news reporter.
So tell me, Rico.
What is the meaning of life?
The box turns into a gun.
It ends.
Rico shoots Miller through the throat. Miller clutches it and staggers about. The automatic guns aim at Miller.
Activate! Alarm!
Voice not recognized. Guns are training. Remain still.
As Miller runs, the guns mow him down.
Security! Override and unlock! Come on!
The guards outside open the heavy metal door and dash inside. Miller lies dead on the walkway, but there's no sign of Rico. As they walk up onto the platform, Rico pulls himself up from under the walkway. He knocks one of the guards off the walkway, takes his gun, and shoots the other. Dredd is at the academy.
Kevlar 9 helmet and body armor. Yours when you graduate.
He holds up a lawgiver for the cadets to see.
Lawgiver 2. 25-round sidearm with mission variable voice-programmed ammunition. Signal flare.
Flare.
The flare erupts with a bright red flame.
Yours, if you graduate. Mark 4, Lawmaster, improved model. With dual onboard laser cannons, vertical takeoff and landing flight capability. Range, 500 kilometers. Men?
Yes, sir.
Active. Malfunction. Malfunction. Malfunction.
It crashes to the ground. Dredd rolls his eyes and turns back to the cadets.
Yours, if you can ever get it to work. All of these things you see here are toys. At the end of the day, when you're all alone in the dark, the only thing that counts is this.
A book.
The law. And you will be alone when you swear to uphold these ideals. For most of us, there's only dust in the streets. For the few of us that survive to old age, the proud loneliness of the long walk. A walk that every judge must take outside these city walls, into the unknown of the cursed earth. And there, spend your last remaining days taking law to the lawless. This is what it means to be a judge. This is the commitment I expect. Class dismissed.
Attention all personnel. Due to the recent disturbance in Heavenly Haven, there will be increased patrol in Sector 4. Please check with your commanders to see if you are affected by these scheduled changes.
Hershey approaches Dredd in the locker room.
I can hear you thinking.
Caught your lecture today. Is that really what you think the cadets need to hear?
What I told them is the truth.
Your truth, maybe. You made it sound like our lives are practically over.
Don't you think parts are, Hershey?
I have a personal life. I have friends.
You're one of the smartest of the new breed, but you've only been on the street a year. You haven't gotten used to the isolation yet.
She looks down thoughtfully.
No, I don't think that's right. No one is supposed to be alone all the time. I mean, is that really what it's been like for you? Haven't you ever had a friend?
Yes. Once.
What happened?
Dredd walks off and she goes after him.
Dredd! Wait. I want to know what happened.
He turns around.
I judged him.
Shocked, Hershey stares at him. Grappling with his emotions, Dredd turns and walks away. In a hangar, some body bags are unloaded from an aircraft.
Aspen Shuttle has completed offloading.
Cargo and morgue shipments from Aspen.
Okay.
Two guards leave the hangar.
Let's get out of here.
A technician crouches down and looks through an inventory. Suddenly, one of the body bags sits up behind him and a shot flies out of it, killing him. Rico climbs out of the body bag. Later, he walks along a rain-washed street teeming with people in traffic. He wears a black overcoat and a green t-shirt, his hair wet from the rain. He looks around at the myriad neon signs and screens advertising all kinds of products and services. On one screen, the news reporter is talking to camera.
As my special undercover report continues, I will take you behind the scene.
Rico looks across the street and sees an establishment called Geiger's Bazaar. Signs proclaim, no ID required, guns and ammo. Rico crosses the road and goes into the shop. Behind the counter is an older man puffing on a cigar, looking at something through magnifying glasses.
We're closed for the night.
The man takes his glasses off as Rico walks to the counter.
You're holding a package for me. The code name is Lazarus.
I'll just be a second.
The shopkeeper gets up and unlocks a wire mesh gate to allow Rico in.
You got a nice place.
Yeah. Oh, look, this is antiques.
That's funny. I thought they destroyed all these ABC warriors during the last war.
A robot.
Well, you can still collect them as long as they're non-functioning. Like my wife. Yeah, these must be 50 or 60 years old now. Anyway.
He pulls a cover off a case.
There you go.
Rico presses a button on the side of the case and it slides open. Inside is a judge's paraphernalia. Rico reaches for the lawgiver pistol.
Hey, wait a second! Don't touch it!
Why is that?
Well, it's a lawgiver. That's programmed to only recognize a judge's hand. You touch that, it'll take your arm off.
Rico picks it up and aims it at the shopkeeper.
Gee, how do you like that? I must be a judge.
He shoots the shopkeeper in the head. Rico pulls a tarp off the ABC Warrior, a huge rusting humanoid robot which is sitting on the floor. Feeling around its temples, he presses a control and the back of the machine's head slides open. Rico fiddles with some wires inside, causing a short circuit. The robot's head closes up again and its servo systems come to life. The glass eyes in its head glow gold and the robot sits up.
Happy birthday.
Moving its right arm, the robot watches its fingers flex into a fist. Rico takes the cigar from the dead shopkeeper's hand and puffs on it. The robot looks at him.
Status.
Rico goes over to the robot and brings his face close to its.
Bodyguard.
Commander.
Rico.
Mission.
Mission? We're going to war.
The robot sits up excitedly. The news reporter is in his apartment with his wife.
I followed up some grumblings confirming a suspicion of mine. The cancer of oppression goes far deeper than the street judges.
And you're going to say that over the air?
It's the truth.
Oh, Vardis, you're insane.
I'm a reporter.
They're never going to let this get onto the air, Vardis. Something like this could bring down the council.
Maybe it should. The whole system is the problem. Not just judge.
The door opens.
Dredd!
No!
His helmet obscuring his features, Dredd opens fire on Vardis and his wife, killing them both. A security camera captures the attack. The next day, a red sports vehicle is having trouble parking. Judge Hershey pulls up on her lawmaster.
Judge Hershey, corner of Burns and Allen, level D, possible DUI, may need assistance.
Hershey lifts up the driver's hinged door.
Here we go!
Step out of the car, please.
What the hell's the problem now?
Get out of the car. Unicard, please.
He stands facing her.
Did you hear me? Unicard.
He hands her the card. A woman gets out the other side.
Mr. Souza, you have a suspended license. You got 3 counts of driving under the influence.
Hey, you better listen. I suggest you walk away and bother somebody else. When I said I have powerful friends, I mean powerful.
Are we having a problem here, Hershey?
Not at all, Dredd. Nothing I can't handle. Suspended license, 3 DUIs.
Ah, this is getting boring. Hey, okay, so what's the tab? Come on. How much is this going to cost me? You name your price.
Souza smiles.
Hershey, call control for an HWAT.
What? I don't believe it. You're going to tow me?
Towing is for a first offense. This is your 4th violation, Barbara. You're a menace. How do you plead?
Not guilty.
I knew you'd say that.
Hey, wait a second. What are you doing?
Grenade!
With a sneer, Dredd blows the guy's sleek red vehicle to bits.
Happy motoring.
Souza staggers towards the wreckage with his arms open. Hershey looks at Dredd.
Subtle.
Mm-hmm. 4 guards approach.
Judge Joseph Dredd,
all in black with tinted visors, they step up to Dredd.
Dredd, you're under arrest.
What's the charge?
Murder.
Two guards escort Chief Justice Fargo, who wears a long gray coat, through double doors and along a heavily guarded corridor. They stop outside a sloping entrance. A door slides up, revealing a cell where Dredd, out of uniform, is sitting on a bench. His wrists are in irons with a bar between them.
Joseph.
Sir.
Dredd stands. The door closes behind Fargo.
Is it true?
I'm innocent.
The counselor said to have irrefutable proof.
Do you believe that?
There has to be a full tribunal. A conviction means death.
Do you believe that, sir?
Craggy, world-weary Fargo steps towards Dredd and looks into his eyes.
I just needed to look into your eyes for myself. I'm sorry I asked.
I would never do anything to disgrace you with the council, sir.
I'll use every resource to find out, Joseph. Have you selected someone to defend you?
Judge Hershey.
Hershey? Why a street judge?
At the academy, she was at the top of her class in interpretational law. And I trust her.
The facts will come out at the tribunal. I'll personally make sure of that.
He turns to go.
Sir.
The door slides up. Fargo turns back.
I'm sorry about this.
In the courtroom, Dredd stands before a holographic screen which replays grainy footage of the murder of Vardis.
Dredd!
No!
Playback.
The video you have just seen is prima facie evidence that the defendant is guilty as charged. Mark it People's Exhibit A.
Objection, Your Honor. This video is inadmissible as evidence. If I may be given a moment to explain.
Please do.
I have with me an affidavit from Nathan Ohlmeyer, currently a junior at the Academy. Cadet Ohlmeyer has been acknowledged by every one of his instructors to be an expert in digital and video graphics. His affidavit states that this surveillance video is of such low definition, no positive identification can be made of the killer. Your Honors, we know that the uniform of a judge can be counterfeit and that the badge can be duplicated. And since neither the video nor the audio in this presentation can identify the accused in any way, I repeat my objection to this video being allowed as evidence in this case. And I ask for a ruling.
Rows of cadets in tiered seating look to Fargo. Hershey paces. Dredd stands with his head held high.
Objection sustained. The video is inadmissible.
Yes!
Young Nathan Ohlmeyer shakes his fists and grins.
Admit it, Dredd.
What?
You're impressed.
Very.
You owe me. Very well. I'm therefore forced to move to technical information of a critical nature. I will need the court's permission to access top secret documentation with the help of Central Computer Bank.
You may proceed.
Central, are you online?
Online, Judge Magruder.
I wish you to access weapons schematic. Please describe the working of the standard judge's sidearm. The Lawgiver 2.
Model 2 is coded to the personal DNA of the judge using the weapon via the skin's contact with the grip. A failsafe security.
Do you know about this?
No.
The DNA is obtained from my medical files and upgraded automatically every time the weapon is reloaded. Each time a round is chambered and fired, the projectile is tagged with the relevant DNA.
Chief Justice, the defense was not made aware of any of this information. We would like a chance.
Judge Hershey! The prosecution must be given time to finish.
Central, were the bullets recovered from the bodies of Vardis and Lily Hammond so DNA coded?
Yes, Judge Magruder. It could not be otherwise.
And what was the result of the computer check? of the DNA coding on those bullets.
The DNA is a perfect match for Judge Joseph Dredd.
It's a lie! The evidence has been falsified! It's impossible! I never broke the law! I am the law!
We have no case!
You gotta believe me!
He grabs Hershey.
You have to believe me, Sage.
Your Honor, the prosecution rests.
Tearful Fargo drops his head into his hands.
The tribunal needs to confer.
Later, Fargo's with Judge Griffin in a vast hall.
What have I done? How could I have been so wrong? Dredd, both of them homicidal. Only this time it will be impossible to cover up.
Chief Justice. We carefully buried the Janus Project 9 years ago, along with Rico and all his victims. No one will ever learn of your involvement.
Oh, the media knows how close I am to Dredd. They'll dig until the whole truth comes out. It's the perfect excuse to ruin what government we have left.
Your motives were pure. You thought Dredd was different. That's why you spared him.
A mistake which may bring down the judicial system.
Hard-faced Griffin slowly steps away from Fargo, then turns back.
There is a way out, Chief Justice. If you will forgive me. The long walk.
Fargo faces Griffin.
That's a death sentence, Judge Griffin. Mine.
Your retirement grants you the power to save Dredd's life. This gesture may also allow Janus to remain a secret.
Judge Dredd stands before the bench.
In the charge of premeditated murder, this tribunal finds Joseph Dredd guilty as charged.
Hershey clenches her eyes shut and her head droops.
Joseph Dredd, you're aware the law allows only one punishment for your crime. Death. However, it has long been our custom to carry out the last order of a retiring senior judge. And so...
His pale blue eyes welling with tears, Fargo stands.
I step down.
Gray-haired Judge Magruder looks on anxiously.
As I leave to take my long walk into the cursed earth, I ask that this court honor my last order. Be lenient with Judge Dredd in gratitude for his years of service.
We will so honor this one, Judge Fargo.
As Fargo turns and walks away, he glares at Griffin.
Dredd, step forward. The sentence shall be life imprisonment at Aspen Penal Colony, to be carried out immediately, as it is written.
Justice Griffin, this trial has been a farce. I demand an appeal.
You will accept the court's decision, Judge Hershey.
Hershey swallows and turns to Dredd. Head held high, he stares past her. Doors open and several armed, helmeted guards enter. Two march up and grab Dredd's arm.
I let you down.
Dredd looks at her.
You did your best, Hershey. Thank you.
Let the betrayal of the law be taken from our courts. Let his armor be taken from him and all his garb of justice. Let him be stricken from our hearts and our memories.
Dredd stripped.
Forever.
Dredd's wrists are manacled. Lines of judges raise their weapons to form a long arch, under which Fargo walks wearing a brown leather overcoat.
Let his name be recorded in every place of honor.
The law book and a weapon are offered to him.
Let him take the law he served so well to those who have it not.
He takes the lawgiver weapon and the book.
Let him be written in our hearts and our memories forever.
Giant doors slowly open in front of Fargo. Bright light floods onto Fargo's craggy face. He walks through the doors, wind billows in his long coat. The cursed earth stretches ahead, a barren red landscape. Elsewhere, Dredd joins the ranks of bedraggled convicts being marched along a corridor in ragged, loose-fitting garments. Meanwhile, Fargo looks back to see the giant doors to Mega City 1 closing behind him. Fargo walks away from the vast city walls. Foreboding gray clouds hang overhead. Inside, Hershey, wearing a black jumpsuit, heavy boots, and a large belt, walks along a corridor. She walks to a line of lockers. Glancing around, she takes a small black console from her belt. She attaches it to one of the locker doors and presses a sequence of buttons on the top of it. Sparks flash. Hershey opens the door and looks inside. Rooting around, she pulls out the Mega City 1 Book of Law, then puts it back and delves in deeper. She finds a framed photograph.
What's this?
The pictures of a couple and a baby.
Baby Dredd? Can't believe you were ever a baby.
She finds another photo of Dredd standing with Rico.
Who's this?
Troubled, she thinks to herself. Judge Griffin walks into his private chambers. The rusting hulk of the ABC Warrior is sitting in the darkness. Its eyes glow gold. The towering robot stands. Rico's sitting behind a desk.
Chief Justice Griffin.
Rico turns on a desk lamp and grins.
It's got a nice ring to it.
We were supposed to meet someplace safe.
The robot lumbers forward, swaying its bulky arms with cables jutting out of them as it goes.
What's not safe? Your reporter's dead, right? Fargo's on his walk. Dredd's in Aspen. So what's not safe?
It's unfortunate. Hammond had to be silenced. He found out about Janus. But I could have used Dredd.
Forget Dredd! There is no Dredd! Let me tell you what Dredd worships. He worships the law. He'd have blown you away the minute he found out how much you're pissing on it.
Rico marches up to Griffin.
Let him see what it's like to freeze his ass off in Aspen. Let him see what it's like to be me.
Griffin glances at the robot.
There's a lot of work to be done.
Janus. Well, where is it?
You'll see it.
When?
Soon enough.
Griffin paces towards Rico, glancing at the glowering robotic colossus as he goes.
In the meantime, I want chaos, Rico.
Rock War was just the beginning. Now I want fear racing through every street. And the Council will have to turn to me. And to Janus.
You want fear? I'm fear. You want chaos? I'm the chaos. You want a new beginning?
Here. I am the new beginning!
A jet craft loaded with convicts, including Dredd, flies low over the cursed Earth. Armored guards patrol a raised metal grill.
This is Aspen Shuttle CF-188. Due to storm cloud activity over the desert, we will be flying at 60 feet. Flight time approximately 4 hours.
Strapped into seats, the men are battered and grubby. Dredd sits motionless. Beside him is dopey, curly, brown-haired Herman Ferguson. Fergie, the guy Dredd arrested. He studies Dredd, then holds up his hand so he can only see the lower half of Dredd's profile. Fergie's eyes widen.
Dredd? Don't hit me. I'm sorry. Don't hurt me. What are you doing here?
I was convicted of a crime. Wrongly convicted.
Really? That's kind of weird. What are the odds? Two wrongly convicted guys sitting right next to each other.
You received a sentence the law required.
5 years just for saving my own ass? That was a mistake.
The law doesn't make mistakes.
Really? Then how do you explain what happened to you?
Dredd glowers at him.
You can't. Can you? Great.
Mr. I am the law.
Can't. So maybe this is some kind of typo. Maybe it's a glitch. Or maybe it's poetic justice.
A scarred man behind them has secretly drawn a knife. On the ground, a man with a deformed face runs to a cave where his dad and his brother are standing.
Shuttle coming, Pa! Look!
They watch the shuttle approach.
Praise the Lord for bringing us this generous bounty. My sons, gather the harvest.
The scarred man levers his restraining buckle with a knife.
So maybe you're here as some sort of field trip. Yeah. Maybe this is some sort of surprise party.
Whoa! I wanna catch me some city boy!
The deformed man aims a weapon at the shuttle. The scarred man grabs Dredd.
It's payback time, Dredd!
The deformed man, Junior Angel, fires a rocket at the shuttle. Back on board, Dredd punches the scarred man away. As the back of the shuttle is blown up, a guard drops his gun and it fires shells all around the cabin. Wires short circuit and flames rip through the ceiling. Fergie wrestles with his restraints. Below, Junior stands behind Pa Angel, watching fireballs explode all over the shuttle.
By a blast of God they perish. And by a breath of his nostrils are they consumed. Hallelujah!
The shuttle crash lands. In her apartment, Hershey talks to her computer screen. She holds up the photo of Dredd and Rico.
Central, I need you to access graphics database. I want you to run an ID on this man.
Scanning for identity. Unknown male, approximately 200 centimeters tall. Skin tone 3. 10, 9, 8.
The screen goes fuzzy.
Central. Hello?
This terminal has been terminated from the main system. Your authority has been removed, Judge Hershey.
Guards in black arrive at the shuttle crash site. They board the wrecked craft.
This is Group Leader. We have located the shuttle.
Sparks fly around the interior. Dead convicts are sprawled over the floor. As the team leader radios Griffin, he shines a light on the pilot's bloody head.
This is Capture Team. There's no sign of Dredd. He appears to have survived the crash.
You are in error, Capture Team. No one survived the shuttle wreck. Understand? Just find Dredd!
The pilot, sir. He's alive.
No one survived the shuttle wreck. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, sir.
The guard blasts the pilot. Dredd and Fergie are hanging by their wrists in a cavernous, derelict building. A small fire flickers on the ground. They gradually come to. Fergie looks around himself.
Am I dead? Am I dead? I'm dead!
Pa Angel comes in. Junior and his brother Link carry a body. They're accompanied by a man machine.
Awake! Good! We're running out of sugars.
The man machine tosses a helmet.
Oh my God!
The man machine's chest has rods running through it. One arm is mechanical, the other's a stump. The top of his head is metal.
Dredd! Do something!
Dredd? You talk too much. Can it be?
Long-haired Pa turns his eagle-headed staff upside down and pokes the pointed end at Dredd's massive right bicep. Pa sees Dredd's wing tattoo and smiles.
The great man of the law himself.
Oh, Lord! You have blessed us indeed!
Judge! Rat! Dredd. You creeps under arrest.
Is that so? Let me crush him, Pa!
Excuse me? We're not together.
Allow me to introduce you to my family. There's Link, my oldest.
Stop me!
Hi!
My youngest, Junior.
Howdy.
Hi.
And this here is Maine.
We had to make some alterations when he was a child. Well, the cursed earth's a tough place on young folks.
I now have him set on one. I don't suggest you make him angry.
The legendary Angel family. Cursed earth pirates. Murderers. Scavengers. And of course, scumbags.
Oh, that'll win him over.
Did I leave something out, Pa?
Let me kill him, Pa. I want his ears.
How iced tea?
Mean extends a knife from his mechanical arm and holds it near Dredd's neck.
Does that come with a fork, handsome?
Mean, whose face is dirty and deeply scarred, steps up to Dredd. He leans back and headbutts him. Blood runs down the side of Dredd's head.
Hallelujah, brother!
Oh, wait a minute. Can it be? Can it be that from the city of the fallen we have one of the faithful?
Amen, brother! Praise the Lord! I'm a believer!
Perky, don't do it.
It sounds like we have a believer in the gallery.
Yes!
Cut him down!
Go tell it on the mountain!
Perky! You're making a big mistake.
Well, Dredd, maybe the law doesn't make mistakes, but I'm free and you're toast.
Actually, you're toast. I forgot to mention it. Your new friends. They're cannibals.
Fresh meat.
Prepare the supplicant for sacrifice.
No, no, wait. You can't eat me. I've got eczema. I've got warts. I've had gonorrhea. Eat Dredd. He works out.
Yum, yum. It's been fun, Lawman.
Pa turns the dial on Mean's head.
Finish Dredd.
My pleasure, Pa.
Mean lunges at Dredd, who frees himself and dodges out of the way. Mean smashes a column in two. Dredd grabs Junior's pistol. Dredd shoots Link, then turns down the dial on Mean Machine's head. Junior pulls a knife and attacks. Dredd throws him over his back.
Dredd, look out!
Pa attacks with his pointed staff. He's suddenly riddled with bullets.
There's Dredd.
Fergie recoils. Seeing the guards arrive, Dredd pulls himself up onto another level as they open fire into the room. He runs across the rafters and dives down on top of one of the guards. Dredd boots the guard and takes his massive weapon. He blasts one pair of guards to bits, then turns and dispatches two more. Smoke wafts around the building. Fergie cautiously rises from behind a low wall with his arms raised. His mouth gapes as he surveys the damage. Dredd throws down his weapon. Dredd looks around cagily. Fergie runs his hands down his sides, composes himself, walks over, and tentatively pats Dredd's back.
Well, we did it. We got them all. Pussies! Is that all you got?
They are dead, right?
Dredd grabs Fergie's top lip and runs his finger across his cheek.
Have you been crying?
I'm not crying. I just got something in my eye. You ever have allergies?
Dredd, look out!
A guard appears, but before he can shoot, he is killed by a figure standing in the shadows behind him. Dredd stares at the figure, who removes his hood. It's Fargo.
Chief Justice, Joseph, together again.
Together again, sir.
They both smile. A knife is plunged through Fargo.
No!
It's Mean. Dredd grabs a pointed staff. Dredd charges, Mean batters him away.
You got three strikes, Lawman.
Dredd whacks him.
Stop one.
Dredd whacks again.
Not two.
Dredd whacks Mean on the head.
Strike three.
Lawman! You killed Link! You killed Junior! You killed my brothers! You killed my pa.
Mean thrusts his knife arm, and it sticks in a post.
That's
30 minutes will code 4722. Illegal use of city electricity. How do you please? I knew you'd say that!
Dredd shoves a cable from Mean's arm into his back and electrocutes him. Hersey's with Ohlmeyer in a lab.
Graphics analysis? No.
Ohlmeyer, you stupid futz! I can't... You analyzed the wrong viewy, all right? The wrong one, this one! I don't believe it, you just wasted 3 hours!
He stares at Dredd's baby picture.
If this is the wrong picture, why is it fake?
What?
Look, it's full of anomalies, really clever ones, too. Somebody must have used a CGI terminal and a scan quad to make this. It's state of the art. 20 years ago.
Are you saying this isn't real?
Yeah. Look, I'll drop out all the artificial pixels. Dad. Mom. Foreground. Background. All fake. The only thing that's real is the baby.
The picture develops around the baby. That of a laboratory. In the derelict building, Fargo's lying on his coat on the ground. Dredd's squatting beside him. Fargo looks at a statue of a woman.
The blind lady. You wish justice before your time. We should never have taken justice out of her hands.
You put order to chaos, sir.
And we did. Solved many problems and created many more. Being a judge, Joseph, perhaps too much power in one person's hands. We once tried to compensate, create the perfect judge. We called it Janus. 4 decades ago, DNA samples were taken from the original council. One was chosen. Mine. We altered it to enhance the best qualities and screen out the worst weaknesses, frailties. We created you.
You didn't create me, sir. I have a family.
Well,
at the academy, you told me they were killed when I was very young.
No lie.
Dredd stares incredulously.
I have a picture of them.
A fake. We lied to both of you.
Both?
There was another infant created in that experiment. But something went wrong. Genetically mutated into the perfect criminal.
I have a brother?
You were best friends at the academy. Star pupils. And then he turned. And for his crimes, you judged him.
Lightning flashes around the room.
Miko.
Dredd backs away.
You let me judge my own brother. You never told me, sir.
I couldn't.
With a look of disgust, Dredd turns away. He swallows and looks outside.
You are like a son to me.
A son.
He stares up at the flashes of light.
All life is a lie.
Miko had to be executed. To protect you, to protect the city.
Miko. Miko. He's alive.
Now, I signed the order myself. I saw the report.
I didn't kill him, and it was him. It was his DNA that convicted me.
Griffin. It was Griffin.
Griffin, yes.
We've both been deceived, just. I'm so sorry. Miko's killed me and destroyed you. Find him, Justin.
Don't die.
White-faced Fargo's head lolls over onto one side and his eyes close. His mouth hangs slightly open. Dredd closes his eyes. Sitting nearby, Fergie mournfully drops his head into his hands. With his fingers pressed against Fargo's chest, Dredd glances at the monumental statue of the woman, who stands with her arms outstretched. Hanging from her left hand are the scales of justice. Dredd slowly gets to his feet and walks up to the monument. He picks up one of the guard's guns. Lightning flashes across the statue. Dredd stares intensely at her worn stone head, which is topped with a crown. Behind him, Kirby throws out his hands.
What do we do? What do we do?
Dredd turns around.
Fine, Rico.
Thick interlocking doors slide open. Rico and Griffin step into a high-tech lab. The robot waits outside.
Welcome to Janus.
An attractive woman turns around.
Rico, I think you know Dr. Hayden.
Yeah, I remember you. Testified before the council that I was insane, right? And therefore innocent?
I was trying to save your life.
What you did was insult me, because I knew exactly what I was doing. Then and now.
Dr. Hayden moves to go. Rico grabs her. Looking deep into Rico's eyes, Dr. Hayden grips his hand and throws it aside. As she moves away, Griffin steps up and puts his arm around her shoulder.
Miss Hayden has been a loyal supporter of this project for a long time. She's kept it alive for me. I'm sure you'll find her expertise invaluable.
Excuse me, all this is useless. If you can't get into Central's Janus files, because the council has them locked.
Leave that to me. Meanwhile, you have work to do. On the streets. Ilsa will help you.
I don't need no help, thanks.
I thought you said he was created here by the finest scientists of Mega City. A bold experiment.
She studies Rico.
He's a petulant child.
Let's not bicker. We're here to achieve the same thing. An ordered society.
Rico stares with wide blue eyes.
You love your new order.
Judges drive down a street.
Attention all judges. Reporting unrest code D924, downtown Sector 12, Baton Rouge Western.
Four judges pull up outside Mega City Bank on their Lawmaster motorcycles. Two of the judges walk up steps and go in the front doors. The building explodes. A cadet goes to her locker.
19 different explosions in 11 different sectors. Extra caution to be taken on approach to 9140.
An explosion rips through the building. Judges pull up on a devastated street.
Caller did not specify capacity. Proceed with caution.
Two judges rummage through a pile of junk. Underneath is the ABC Warrior. It stands up. The robot floors one judge with its mechanical fist, then mows down the rest with machine gun fire from its knuckles. Dr. Hayden and Rico are nearby watching. The robot tips its head to one side and looks at Rico.
My boy.
Rico puffs on a cigar. Dredd and Fergie gaze at the outer walls of Mega City 1.
Dredd, there's no way in. Hello? Are you even listening to me? We can't just knock on the wall and say,
hello, cursed Earth pizza.
There is a way in. 6 years ago, two refugees figured it out. It's a vent to the city's incinerator. There's a burst twice a minute. That means somebody could run through that tube and have 30 seconds before it flames again.
Fergie considers.
And these refugees, they made it through, right?
Actually, they were roasted. But the theory's sound. Shall we?
Maybe we should consider other theories. Dredd!
Hershey is on the street.
Dispatch, I'm in Green Quad 411. Need a pickup.
Copy, Hershey. I have Central online for you.
Patch it to my Lawmaster.
She sits astride her Lawmaster and presses a button. The info screen flashes up warning and shows the image of a bomb.
Warning, alien device on board.
Oh my God!
She dives sideways as her machine explodes.
Latest casualty report. 96 judges have been assassinated.
Whoever's doing this seems to know all our procedures, our security measures, even our scrambled frequencies.
With no judges on the street, riots are breaking out all over Mega City.
We can't replace those judges. Even if we put the cadets on the street, we won't be at full strength for years.
There is a solution.
Griffin chairs the judge's council. He leans forward.
Project Janus.
This council tried to play God once before.
If this wholesale slaughter of judges continues, there won't be a council. Janus could
what? A new batch of test tube babies won't solve this crisis. We don't need reliable judges 20 years from now. We need them today.
Accelerated growth incubators are more developed now.
His eyes light up excitedly.
We could create adult subjects.
They look shocked.
All I'm asking is that we unlock the Janus files. That way we at least have an option.
If the Council decides not to go forward, I'll accept that decision. And resign.
Dredd and Fergie climb bleak gray walls up to the vent. A huge burst of flame suddenly spews from it.
Are you ready, kid?
No!
Now what's wrong?
What's wrong? Are you kidding? Did wearing that helmet all those years compress your brain? You're gonna get me killed!
There's a maniac loose in this city!
What a coincidence! There's one out here, too!
Oh.
Great time I'm having. The shuttle crash, the cursed earth, cannibals, and now a fireball up my ass! This is all your fault!
My fault?
Yes!
You care to explain that, citizen?
If you hadn't arrested me, I wouldn't be here in the first place! Hey, Dredd, why don't you just kill me now?
Another burst of flame.
That's it. I'm through schlepping. And I'm going to stay here until I'm caught or until you apologize.
The law can't apologize.
That's just it. You're not the law anymore. Now apologize. I think I deserve that.
I've never apologized.
A ball of fire shoots past them. They cower.
Now run!
30, 29, 28, 27, 28, 25,
32, 32,
21, 19!
Fergie falls.
Dredd! 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 I don't know!
Dredd shoots out the floor and they dodge the firestorm, sliding down a shaft. They fly out of a pipe and land heavily on gravel.
I'm alive! I'm alive!
Oh, so are you.
Dredd sneers at Fergie. A monitor reads Janus.
Esposito, Carlos, Council Judge. Authorize access to file, codename Janus.
Acknowledged.
Magruder, Evelyn. Authorize access to file. Codename Janus.
Acknowledged.
Silver, Gerald. Authorize access to file. Codename Janus.
Removing security blocks now. Awaiting password command from presiding Chief Justice.
Password origin.
Janus file open.
Magruder, Esposito, and Silver look around in trepidation. Meanwhile, a judge walks through wreckage.
Attention, until emergency repairs are completed, Ward C locker room is off limits.
Psst.
It's Fergie.
I'm lost. Is this the bathroom?
Hey!
Dredd punches the judge out.
Now you have to admit I helped out on that one. I mean, that was all me, baby. Hey, why are you taking off his clothes?
Fergie looks disgusted.
We don't have time for this.
Dredd gives Fergie a harsh look.
Central, using current technology, how long would it take for Janus to produce a fully grown adult subject?
Given the current state of genetic engineering, an adult subject could be incubated in approximately 8 hours.
My God, we could replace our losses in a day. This is madness.
Dredd?
Silence.
Dredd!
I'm busy.
Dredd?
Dredd is now dressed as a judge. Another judge overhears Fergie.
It's inhuman. It's not for this council to play God!
No, Griffin. Please restore the security blocks.
It seems none of you have the force of will that these times require. Central, leave Janus unlocked.
Griffin, this is treason. You have just sealed your fate.
No! You have just sealed yours! Rico!
Rico barges in with a grin, wearing a gray jacket. The council members are horrified. He guns them down.
Now who says politics is boring?
Hey, Dredd! I thought it was you!
That's right! Cover your ears!
Dredd blows down the door to confront Rico. They both aim.
Joseph,
They stare deep into each other's blue eyes and then slowly lower their weapons.
Get out of here! Now! No!
Griffin blocks Dredd as Rico escapes.
You're under arrest, Griffin. Really?
Griffin calmly shoots himself in the arm. Security guards burst in.
Stop him! He just killed the entire council!
Move it out!
Dredd, tell them I'm innocent!
Dredd and Fergie flee down corridors, pursued by shooting guards. A sign reads, Academy Training Range. Dredd leaps in.
Come on, Fergie! Come on! You're a lot of fun to be with, Dredd, you know that?
Dredd sprays the pursuing guards with bullets and they hit the floor. Dredd jumps on the Academy's faulty lawmaster.
What do we do?
It takes off, briefly.
What is wrong with this piece of shit?
Malfunction. It crashes back down. Dredd wrestles with it. They smash out through a brick wall and fall downwards.
Dredd!
They plummet. The machine kicks to life.
Dredd, you may want to watch this seat after we get off the bike. Sorry.
Judges pursue them. Fergie clings onto Dredd's back as they zip between buildings. Machine guns flip out of the three pursuing lawmasters and the judges open fire. They dodge oncoming flying traffic and bullets from behind.
Fergie, cover the rear!
But I've never fired a gun in my life!
What the hell kind of criminal are you?
A nice criminal!
Fergie fires a huge weapon. Nothing happens.
Nothing's happening!
You gotta cock it first, moron!
You didn't say anything about cocking!
Nice!
Fergie hits the lawmaster and spirals downward, smoking. Dredd zigzags his machine past skyscrapers, dodging tracer fire. A huge electrical field advertising nuts flickers on and off in their path. They pass through unscathed as the field turns off briefly. One judge gets zapped by the electrical field. They zoom over the heads of startled pedestrians. Citizens leap out of the way as they jet down a busy street. The truck crashes.
Dredd, that's a dead end!
I know!
Dredd throttles and flies his lawmaster up the side of the building. One pursuer fails to pull up and hurtles straight into a storefront. Explosions ripple through the building as the last pursuing judge stays on their tail shooting. Dredd's machine gets hit and billows smoke. The visored judge pulls alongside Dredd and levels his lawgiver. Dredd smashes his lawmaster into the other bike, and the judge reels backwards from the impact, dropping his gun.
No! Dredd, take off! This is where you get off, creep!
Dredd leaps onto the other machine and flings the judge off it. Dredd grabs Fergie screaming from the malfunctioning lawmaster, which spins sideways and crashes into a building. The block erupts in massive explosions.
That's riding with you again, Dredd!
Blood-spattered Dredd, carrying a huge gun, kicks down Hershey's apartment door and strides into a room that has been totally ransacked. Fergie cautiously follows him in. Cushion feathers float in the air.
She's definitely not going to get her cleaning deposit back. I mean, that's for sure. It doesn't pay to be one of your friends, Dredd.
Dredd glares at him.
Sorry.
Dredd heads off across the apartment. Chomping on a snack, Fergie regards a broken monitor lying in a heap. Dredd opens the bedroom door and looks in. A lawgiver gun points at the back of his head.
Hands against the wall. You know the drill.
Hershey glances back and forth between the two men.
Who are you?
Dredd said that...
Shut up!
What happened?
Why don't you tell me, Dredd, huh? We're dying out there. 108 judges in 48 hours. What the hell is going on?
Dredd faces her.
You think I'm part of this?
I don't know. who or what you are anymore.
He stares at her calmly and goes to push her gun aside. Instinctively, she resists and then gives in.
I would never do anything to hurt yours. You know that.
He looks into her eyes. She lowers the gun and untenses herself, exhaling with relief.
All right.
The picture of Dredd and Rico.
You tell me about him, huh? You make me believe in you like I did when I defended you.
His name is Rico. And he's my brother.
The DNA sample has been taken out of frozen stasis, ready for cloning process.
We got a slight change of plans here, Central. I'm gonna take the existing DNA sample right now and trash it.
Rico rolls up his sleeve.
Activate this DNA sampling console.
What are you doing?
Central, take this DNA sample. Now.
It wasn't part of our plan. Judge Griffin would never have authorized this.
Processing.
You know, Griffin got to be my keeper by putting me behind bars.
Rico yanks his bleeding arm from the machine.
What's your excuse?
Dredd and Hershey sit on her bed.
You said it had no feelings, no emotions.
Dredd stares down morosely.
Now you know why.
Dredd, look at me.
Stony-faced, he turns to look at her.
The Janus Project didn't do that to you. You did that to yourself.
Fergie barges in.
Sorry, guys, I'm getting nowhere with your terminal. But I fixed the microwave.
You want some popcorn?
Dredd rolls his eyes.
Is this a bad time? Hey, I tried dialing everything I could think of to find this Janus thing. It just isn't in the program. Nowhere. Nothing.
No, they'd never take a chance to put it on the computer network, but they need power. And they're gonna steal it from somewhere, so I want you to check every sector for recent blackouts and sudden power surges.
Great, let's stay here longer.
Wait a second. Just before they blew up my Lawmaster in Sector 4, there was a power surge, a really big one, 3 blocks wide. The last time I felt something like that, they shut down the whole power grid in that area, remember?
Yeah, when they moved the Statue of Liberty, they put it right down on top of it.
Right.
Could we go now?
Dredd, that's twice you owe me.
She smiles flirtatiously. Griffin strides past the ABC Warrior into the Janus Laboratory.
Rico! Dredd got away from the hunters.
Well, he's about to be seriously outnumbered. Right, Central?
Affirmative, Judge Rico. The new DNA sample has been multiplexed, and the gametes are already dividing.
New sample? You left that DNA in there for over 30 years? Sooner or later, somebody's gonna clean up the fridge.
That sample was created from the finest specimens on the Council of Judges. What did you replace it with?
Rico smiles malevolently.
No. My God. You know, you should congratulate me right now, because I'm about to be a daddy. And you're being very, very rude.
You don't know what you're doing.
The next batch of Janus judges are not going to be the puppets that you want. They're going to be my brothers and sisters, and mine to control.
I can't let you do this. You're both insane. I have to stop all this.
Griffin aims his pistol. The ABC Warrior smashes his arm and lifts him up.
Central! Help me!
I'm sorry, Chief Justice. The ABC robot is not tied into my main processor.
That's right. You gotta get with this high-tech stuff. Robot! Rip his arms and legs off.
No!
And you save his head for last. I don't want him to miss anything! Anything!
No!
Ruby, you stay here.
By myself? You'll need me to shut down the Janus system. We're a team. Granted, you do most of the work, but we're still a team.
I'll handle it, kid.
I bring you luck.
Luck?
You are still alive, Dredd.
Hershey has tied her hair back. Her face is bruised. Wielding chunky flashlights, the threesome descend a spiral iron staircase into a wide tunnel lined with pipes and wires. Dredd grips his large gun in one hand. Hershey has a handheld detection device.
I'm getting a signal. It's close. It's moving closer.
Jesus Christ!
The ABC Warrior charges and lifts Hershey up in one massive claw. The Knuckles, on the other hand, spray bullets and mow Fergie down. Dredd dives for cover. Dredd pumps several rounds into the robot's exposed electronics and it seizes up. A door opens, revealing Hayden and Rico.
Drop the gun. Robot,
On the count of three, break a neck. One, two...
No!
Dredd angrily throws down his weapon. The robot lowers helpless Hershey back to the floor.
Hershey.
I'm still here.
How romantic. Step inside.
Hershey struggles, still captured in a giant pincer. Fergie is slumped nearby, bleeding from his stomach. Hayden totes a large, mean-looking gun. She, Rico, and Dredd disappear through the doorway.
He looks a lot like you.
He's a lot like me.
And nothing like you.
The only difference between us, Joseph, is you destroyed your life to embrace the law. And I destroyed the law to embrace life.
Rico discards his gun.
Speaking of life, send in the clones.
Dredd watches as 10 human-sized pods descend from the vaulted lab ceiling.
Yo!
Dredd is mesmerized, and he is slowly drawn towards the clone pods. Rico watches Dredd intently. In the pods, bright lights illuminate muscular, naked human figures standing erect, their bodies crisscrossed with external arteries and veins in a plasma cocoon.
That's why you were born. Feel that magic?
The clones stand lifeless.
You must have known. All along. You were different.
One clone's eyes jerk open.
Fergie.
She hangs in the robot's claw.
Are you still alive?
Technically, yes.
He lies crumpled, one hand staunching his wound. The robot's golden eyes glare at him.
Your brothers and your sisters be born in 2 hours. One big, endless supply of perfection.
They both stare at the pods.
You know, we have a choice. We can stand here right now and create a whole race of goddamn brainwashed morons and call them judges. We can create some free-thinking people. We'll call them human.
Rico leans close to Dredd.
Human.
You could never control yourself. What makes you think you can control these things?
Because you're in control. You be head of the council. You choose. And you choose quickly, too.
I should have put you down myself. Personally.
You know, I never understood that. Why did you judge me? Why did you judge me?
You killed innocent people.
The means to an end.
You started a massacre.
I caused the revolution.
You betrayed the law!
Law! I betrayed this! Your council's experiment, which failed in you! I was your brother, your blood, your friend. Who betrayed who? When are you gonna stop being a goddamn slave and grow up? That's your birthright, that's your family. I'm your family. I'm the only family you ever had. Now choose!
Dredd steps close to Rico and looks at him with pure hatred.
The best thing you can do is kill me.
Why?
Because it's your only chance. Brother.
Fredo!
The robot clanks in, gripping Hershey.
Rip this bitch's arms and legs off. Save a pretty head for my brother.
Don't do it!
Oh! Rip his head off instead. Give it to her.
The robot dumps Hershey on the metal floor and flexes its arms.
What's the matter with you?
It punches Rico.
Rico!
It punches Hayden. Fergie appears on its neck holding wires.
Oh, is he pissed?
Fergie!
Hershey throws Dredd a gun.
Dredd!
Dredd shoots wildly at Rico.
Get him, Dredd!
Hang on, Fergie!
The robot sends Fergie flying. Smoke pours out of its body.
You asshole.
It collapses in a shower of sparks.
Rico! Central, that's our first set of clones.
The cloning process is not finished, Judge Rico. The clones will be only 60% complete.
I need reinforcements! Hatch the goddamn clones! Now!
Hershey spots Hayden struggling to her feet and she punches her into the machinery. The two black-clad women slug it out mercilessly. Hershey catches Hayden's boot and throws her backwards. From a high wall, more pods start to emerge as Dredd watches helplessly. A clone's hand breaks out of its gestation slime, and the ghoulish clone sits up, Hershey and Hayden beat each other up. Explosions rock the walls and sparks fly. Rico ambushes Dredd, but Dredd grabs his arm and Rico's lawgiver blasts into the ceiling. Dredd kicks Rico hard and throws him to the ground. The gun flies from Rico's hand. Rico dodges behind Dredd and grabs him in a vicious headlock. Hershey smashes Hayden to the ground. Hayden glares angrily.
Bitch! Judge, bitch!
She headbutts Hayden. Equipment explodes. Rico strangles Dredd from behind, but Dredd throws him judo style over his shoulder. Rico grabs his lawgiver from the ground and shoots. Dredd dives into cover as explosions fill the air with smoke, steam, and debris. The laboratory erupts in flames, pods blow up. Rico races out and jumps onto a Lawmaster bike. With jutting jaw and mad wide eyes, he guns the engine. Suddenly, Dredd appears behind him and rips him off the machine. The riderless bike hurtles forward and out, dropping from the crown of the Statue of Liberty. Dredd and Rico fight brutally. Rico stares at Dredd.
I'm the only one who never lied to you.
I'll be the judge of that.
The two men, battered and bleeding, punch each other savagely, framed in the shattered head of the famous statue. Rico drops Dredd and kicks him flying out of the structure, but Dredd grabs onto a metal bar. Dredd is hanging helplessly on the face of the statue high above the traffic below. Rico, grinning, retrieves his lawgiver gun and stands over his desperate adversary.
Now, Joseph Dredd, I hereby judge you to the charge of betraying your flesh. Guilty. To the charge of being human when we could have been gods! Guilty.
Rico kneels above Dredd.
The sentence is death.
Don't miss.
Lethal rounds exhausted.
Dredd lunges for Rico's finger, holding the gun's trigger.
Say the flare!
A flare erupts, distracting Rico.
Court's adjourned.
Dredd grabs Rico's shoulder and heaves him out. Dredd hangs by one hand, watching his nemesis flail through the night sky towards the distant ground. Hauling himself back up, Dredd is confronted by Hayden.
Fred!
Hayden is blasted from behind by Hershey, and she drops lifeless to the ground. Hershey, battered and bruised, stands majestically, her hair tousled, the outsized lawgiver in her hand. Dredd, still hanging, beckons her, and she thrusts out her hand.
Give me your hand.
That's three times now, Dredd!
She hauls him to safety. Later, Dredd marches out of the building with Hershey beside him. At the foot of the steps, a crowd has gathered behind several judges. A judge approaches Dredd. Ohlmeyer is behind him.
Stand back, Hershey. Am I under arrest?
That won't be necessary.
Central broadcast the Janus plan after Griffin's death. They all know the truth.
Judge Dredd, we have to reconstitute the council. We'd like you to consider the first position of Chief Justice.
I'm a street judge, and I'm very late for work. Thank you, Omar.
I'm dying. I'm too young. Excuse me.
Fergie is on a stretcher.
Oh, that's great. He gets all the credit.
Dredd?
I taught him everything he knows.
Dredd? That's it?
Dredd strides purposefully away.
No goodbye?
Goodbye, Hershey.
Dredd, astride a lawmaster, clips on his golden armored shoulder pads and finally looks back at Hershey. She holds his face and kisses him.
To tell you the truth, I'm probably a much better kisser. Okay, come on, let's go, will you? Can we swing by a cash machine?
Hershey disengages from the unresponsive Dredd, who seems confused. She goes to put on his judge's helmet, and he helps her. She smiles lovingly.
Feels good to be human, don't you think?
I knew you'd say that.
They exchange smiles. Dredd turns away, his lawmaster roars to life, and he cruises away imperiously through the cheering crowd. The judges, including Hershey and Ohlmeyer, are smiling, laughing, and cheering. As the sun glints off his gold shoulder pads, even Dredd permits himself a grin. At sunset, Dredd cruises to a halt on a vantage point overlooking, through the smoky haze, the endless skyscrapers of Mega City 1. Copyright 1995 Synergy Pictures Entertainment, Inc. and Synergy Productions NV, Inc. All rights reserved. Synergy Pictures Entertainment, Inc. and Synergy Productions NV are the authors of this film, motion picture, for the purposes of copyright and other laws. This story is fictional. Any similarity to the names, characters, or history of any person living or dead, or any actual events, is entirely coincidental and unintentional. This motion picture photoplay is protected pursuant to the provisions of the laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication and/or distribution of the photoplay may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Audio description by Deluxe with funding by Disney. Voice by Samantha Bayart. A blue circle emerges from black, illuminating a gold sphinx cast in shadows on a podium. Hollywood Pictures.